You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
If you've been following events at Transnet, you would know that their IT systems were down for about 6 days or so. This follows a cyber attack on the group systems. Things have today been restored in most parts of the business, but it does raise questions about government's readiness to deal with such attacks as they are becoming a lot more common all over the world. We have Brendan Nyker, the cybersecurity executive at Law Trust, joining us for more. Brendan, thanks so much for your time. How closely have you been following the story at Transnet?
Hi, good day. Look, we've been looking at it just in terms of, you know, what's out there in the news. It seems, though, that Transnet was compromised by a major cybersecurity incident. Look, this is not uncommon in South Africa, as we're seeing lots of large, even small companies falling victims to cyber threat actors. You know, currently, the investigation is underway, which we're looking to see what those results would yield as to how those attacks was performed.
But what does seem common, Brendan, is that a lot of these companies, including Transnet, are caught off guard when it does happen, which raises questions about South Africa's readiness to deal with such events.
Yes, definitely. It looks like it seems as if there was a malware attack, such as ransomware, which was planted on the various IT systems. Look, this is not uncommon as well, as you know, we've seen quite a number of companies. It's difficult to mitigate against these ransomware attacks. One could assume that poor cybersecurity practices led to this compromise, which is quite evident by the lack of, business continuity and IT disaster recovery plans that, would allow them to at least continue working, as the reports, as you've seen, is suggesting that they are working off manual processes as most of the IT infrastructures are offline. So we're seeing this quite a lot in terms of companies being ill-prepared to manage this risk.
Again, not unique to Transnet, and certainly not unique to South Africa. Earlier on in the year, we had the U.S., the major U.S. pipeline there that was hacked, and there was ransom demanded in the form of Bitcoin. I believe the U.S. Government did pay and eventually got it back. But we, even still, staying in the U.S., are still probing around interference regarding the 2016 election. But bringing it back home, should we then be worried that other state institutions may be the next target after Transnet?
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest IT risk a company can face is not having a mature cybersecurity program in place that prepares the organization for scenarios like this. Look, it's important to have preventative measures in place, but cyber attacks are inevitable. Therefore, you need to have controls in place to assist in the recovery when a cyber attack happens, which should be based on, business processes. I think it's important that, these recovery plans, they must include the protection of sensitive information. Stakeholders such as business executives must be able to trust the information at hand. In times like this, it is important to have out-of-band mechanisms and communication channels to share documents securely, by digitally signing a document to protect the document's integrity. As there could be malware embedded within the systems that could take months to eradicate. So, they need to have proper plans in place to, make sure that they can recover and, continue operations, which, it seems like Transnet did not have in place.
Yeah. But Brendan, thanks so much for your time. We will leave it there. That's Brendan Nyker, the cybersecurity executive of Law Trust. I once had a conversation around cyber attacks, and it seems like the easiest way for these hackers to get through, as it were, is by ordinary employees, just sending a what looks like an innocent email at the time, and just by a click of that button, allowing that the click of the button, rather allowing the hackers to infiltrate the system. So it really does also speak to the importance of a training for employees in a company, even in a state institution, on how better to deal with such incidences, given that they are growing in prominence.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.